History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why the Buffalo Bills? You know, it was a hectic last few days. If you asked me a week ago, I did not have an answer for you. And it happened fast. And, you know, the coach reached out to me and all the staff reached out to me, and they were really interested in me. They thought highly of my game, and they think I have a lot to offer to this team. And, I really enjoyed my years in L.A., but coming to a team back like, the Ohio State days, where you're really living in a football town with an unbelievable fan base, it's really got me excited. And, you know, just something different. It's been 9 years, which I'm really thankful for my career and how it's played out. But I'm ready to experience something different. I'm getting old, and I'm ready to win. And I think this team is primed to do that. And I'm just excited to join a winning culture and, you know, a football culture in a football town. Experience a little bit of the seasons, you know, mix it up a little bit. Me and my fiance Amanda are just really excited to get out here and experience something new together. And it just seemed to fit the stage of life and my career that I'm in. I'm just couldn't be happier. Like I said, it all happened fast, and you know, I wouldn't have expected this at all. And now that I'm here, it's really starting to set in, and I'm really just getting more excited every moment.
Was there a moment that started? I know you said it's still setting in.
Yeah.
Like, what were some things that helped that process?
I guess it was just I had to get my answer out quicker than my decision a little faster than I was expecting it to be. I thought I was going to have a little bit more time to let it marinate and decide. And, you know, it was stressful making the decision, but when I did make that decision and I just let it sink in a little bit, I just, I really started getting excited. Everybody in my family, the more we thought about it, the more we really thought about all the details of this kind of team that we're going to and living in a new place, it just kept getting more exciting by the moment. And now that we're out here experiencing this nice town, Amanda already found a house to live in, so it's like getting real fast, and I'm just excited, like I said, to experience something new, something different, and I think something that's going to be really special. You know, last year in this stadium, I think we have a chance to do something special. And Josh texted me that, you know, that if we do what we set out to do, we could really be immortalized in this town. And that's what it's all about, is winning a championship, and that's, I think, why people are here. It was a good game. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good game. I do remember that game. Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun game. So maybe it's an omen or something. Usually when I play the Bills, I play pretty well. So it's been a couple times, and hopefully I play pretty well on the team as well. So it's going to be fun.
Is there any connection with any Bills coaches or any close to any players? Was there any Buffalo, or was it more just new from the Bills from watching, being a football fan?
Yeah, no, my dad played for the Dolphins, so, I mean, enemy territory, but I know he grew up in that era with Kelly and Marino playing against each other, battling in a lot of great years with those two. So, I mean, there's been a countless number of great players that have played for the Bills. And, you know, that may be part of it, but I just see it as, playing with a quarterback like Josh and playing for a coach like Coach McDermott, and it's just the right situation for me, the right culture. It feels right. It feels like everybody, including the people that just live in Buffalo, are all locked into one goal, and it's about winning. And it seems like been really close. And I think it's long overdue to finally get over that hump. Not like I've been here grinding to get over that hump, but I think I'd love to be a part of maybe a small piece in what can help that and achieve something that's bigger than, you know, any individual player. Yeah, I know it's been tough last few years, but I know when I'm healthy and I'm on the field, I play really well, and I'm at a high level. So I know going into last season during camp, during preseason time, I felt better than I ever felt in 9 years, and I was playing at an extremely high level, and unfortunately things didn't work out the way I was hoping last year, and I'm proud of myself the way I was able to battle back and push through some things. But I'm just ready for a clean slate. Leave that stuff behind me. I think getting with the staff here and building a relationship in the training room and the weight room and just doing everything I can to be smart and make sure I'm prepared to make it through a season and be ready when the time comes in the postseason. So I know winning is obviously a huge part of it, but I think I have a lot to prove to you know, people, but mostly just myself, that I can prove to myself that I know the kind of player that I am. And I know I've had some good moments over the last few years, but it's about putting it all together throughout a whole season and being available for my team. So that's definitely a big goal of mine. I was playing at about 70%, 60% for a good while, and every week you'd add a few percent to that. And finally, towards the end of the season, I had some really solid games, and into the playoffs, I was starting to feel like myself. But the form I was in early in that season was really, really high level. Couldn't get blocked. I was dominating, and I felt great. I was really excited. And sometimes you just get bad luck, and things happen, or you make a silly decision. You should have done this. You shouldn't have done that. And you know, I'm locked in this year. I just want to do everything I can possibly to stay healthy and to contribute to this team and be a part of winning. I'm running out of time here. It's going fast. I mean, year 10 already coming up, and I just don't have that many moments left, so I have to grasp them while I can. And I think all that's on my mind is going to be football this year and helping the team.
How much have you talked to Sean and maybe Bobby Babich about, you know, what your particular role may be in terms of playing time? They do rotate pretty heavily on them.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had a good conversation, more general, but we're going to dive into more of the details, scheme and all that, and plan for me, but we obviously have a couple of other great edge guys here, which I think is important for that position, to be able to rotate and trust the guys behind you and be able to take some load off of each other, so when you're out there you can play at a really high level, play fast, play fresh. So I think we're going to all try to be smart and not run ourselves into the ground and, you know, be out there, obviously, in most important moments. And I'm feeling really healthy right now, and I don't know the exact plan, but I plan to be a starter here. And, I plan to help any way that they need me, but I know that rushing and playing the edge, it definitely helps when you have other great guys around you and you can kind of rotate and feed off of each other. So I think that's a big part of why I chose to come here, because I really like the group around me, and I think we can all complement each other well. And yeah, I think it's a long season, and you don't want to be playing 70 plays every single game. You hit that sweet spot around 35, 40, 45 plays, and you play all of them at a really high level. And yeah, come week 17, you're still ready to go.
Where's the guys who'll be joining as Greg Rousseau just re-upped here? Do you know about him?
Yeah, I haven't spoken with him yet, but he popped up on film. Excuse me, popped up on film a lot watching last year when we'd be scouting other teams. And he's a really good pass rusher. He's a long guy. He's haven't watched too much of his game, but I know the kind of impact he can have in the position. And then AJ as well. He's a really solid pass rusher. I think playing with some good guys in my thank you. Good. I'm dry. One second. Yeah, I'm just excited to get to know everybody. I really don't have too many connections on this team, which is kind of exciting for me to just come in fresh and make a good impression. And I'm sure everybody hears about each other through another in the league and all that, but I'm just ready for a fresh start, like I mentioned, and obviously to get to know those guys. And all I've heard about is how tight this team is and how much time they spend together off the field. And Josh does a really good job at that, having guys over and growing that bond off the field. So I'm just excited for it. I mean, it's time doesn't slow down for anybody, and it just seasons, especially when you spend them injured, go by in a blink of an eye. And even when you're healthy, I mean, the seasons just go and go and go. And it was a rookie, it felt like forever, and now it's like gone in a blink of an eye. And getting released this year was eye-opening, because I mean, you go from being the man in the future, which it felt like I was a rookie yesterday almost, and now, I mean, I'm not old news or whatever, but it just happens fast. It's a business and I understand it. But yeah, I mean, I've just was able to get this opportunity to come here to such a great organization and a team that has a real chance at winning. And I thought I would be silly not to take that opportunity, and who knows if I'm here for 1 year or 2 years or however many years. I think can't see into the future, and what I'm going to try to do is just really enjoy the moment and just taking the opportunity and really try to get back to enjoying football and having fun again. Yeah, I called him probably 20 minutes before I agreed. I'm like, so Buffalo, what do you think? He's like, no, it's great. He has a house here still. We're going to check it out, but we found another place. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's spent a lot of time back home living with me in Florida, so we grew close. He's married now with 3 kids, so he doesn't sleep over as often anymore, but yeah, he's a great dude, and he spoke very highly of everything here. Just told me to get my winter clothes ready.
That story you brought up about Josh texting you about how you guys have a chance to do something legendary, how enticing is it from your standpoint to potentially have that be something to put this team over the top?
You
realize that they haven't got there yet, and then maybe you could ultimately be the difference.
Yeah, no, I mean, to think that I am going to be the sole difference maker, I think that would be a little silly. But if, like I said, to be able to contribute in any way that I can, and maybe make some big plays in the fourth quarter, getting the quarterback, or I've I have played in that division for a long time, so I've got to face the Chiefs quite a bit, and they're obviously tough, but I think I'm pretty good at getting to the quarterback, so I'd like to think that I could help on that front a little bit. But yeah, Justin Herbert was an incredible quarterback, and it reminds me of Josh in a way. You just have a big, strong beast of a guy that you'll feel very confident. But I'm just really looking forward to playing with a guy like that who not only leads, you know, in the way he plays, but he seems like he really brings guys along with him vocally, and he's like he's the exact kind of guy you want leading a team, and I haven't got to meet him yet, but I'm excited to get to meet him, play some golf with him, yeah, and you know, just get to know everybody around here.
Sorry about that. Tell us about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Throwback. Oh yeah, that was many moons ago. Went to Ireland and was an extra in Belfast. It was a whole ordeal. It was cold. But what the main thing I took from that is, now that I've like played chess a little bit, is that I was sitting in a trailer with Garry Kasparov, who's like the most legendary chess player of all time, and I had no clue who he was, and all the creators were coming in and like kissing his feet, and I'm like, who the heck is this guy? He just has this daughter that won't shut up. That's all I can remember. But it was a fun experience. I think if you pause a frame, maybe if you're really quick, you could see like my nose in the corner of a dark scene, but it was a fun experience.
So you weren't trying out for like Jon Snow?
No, unfortunately. They didn't have armor that fit me very well, though. Most extras are a little shorter.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.